for the most part, I'm primarily from Virginia, and I'm actually here now. I've actually moved back here. And so Richmond, Virginia was always a place, like when I moved to Seattle, I would still come home and visit my mom. And then when I moved to San Francisco, which is where I met my now wife, I would still come back to Virginia to visit my mom. And also just to sort of, I kept an apartment here and I would just come home and I always felt so tied to this place. It was a very like no frills, very grounding, very honest mirror. You know, like sometimes I sort of, you know, it's easy to sort of just go move forward and be present with, it's not easy to be present, but it's the way your life starts evolving once you become, you know, in this, you're sort of in this, I don't know, like it's a bit of a rat race sometimes in this industry and your career is growing and you're traveling all over the world and you're meeting new faces. It starts to feel like there's an old version of yourself and a new version of yourself. And whenever I'm back in Virginia, I'm very aware of where it all began. Uh-huh. And I think it's just a really healthy feeling. But it's also in that song, at the time when I was writing that song, Virginia, Wind of the Night, I was feeling pretty forgotten or pretty, you know, insignificant, which is just the reality. Uh-huh. I mean, uh-huh. A place moves on without you if you're right. Not always there.
Right.
However, you're still just as tied to that area. So it's a really conflicting feeling. And I think why I wanted to keep it Virginia as well as Wind of the Night, because as a title, I mean, not everyone's going to be from Virginia, but I really do think the majority of us who have gotten to that stage in their life, whether you're taken away because of your job or your partner or whatever the reason being, there's just no place like home. You know, when you come back, there is just this sort of, complex relationship that you have with this physical place. And to me, that is, in a nutshell, that's kind of what I was trying to convey, you know, in that song.